Hey you, it's me, Barney from Playtime. Remember, I promised I'd explain Playtime's awesome new diaper bags to you if you promised to go check them out. You haven't returned any of my calls, so this is my last resort. Playpacks are a multi-handle backpack diaper bag made from high-quality waterproof nylon by the folks at Playtime. Playpacks are able to fit up to 6 adult diapers, with room to spare, and with their wide, reinforced main compartment, they stay open on their own during changes. Plus, if you're an overpacker like me, the Playpack has you covered with oversized elastic and interior pockets, as well as insulated cup holders. And they're not just good for diapers. With their inner zippers and front net pockets, they're the perfect size for school, work, or outdoor activities. I'll never need another bag again. Choose from a bunch of different designs, from adorable dino and sailor patterns to more discreet baby blue or blackout designs. These functional diaper bags will have you feeling super cute, whilst making sure you're always prepared for a change wherever you are. Well, I've upheld my end of the bargain. Now go check out Playtime's Playpacks and see which one's for you. Please, don't let me down. I'm not that kind of pig.
Please don't eat me!
Welcome to the Big Top. I am your host, Barney, and today I am delighted to introduce one of my favourite pups, Pup Drake. Drake is a fabulous artist and a dumb circus dog who goes through kinks like a Rolodex and with whom I love to chat shit. If you have a moment to rate and review this podcast, I would be eternally in your debt and can offer as many of my firstborns as you so choose. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at tstota and on Instagram at the_muckle_stota. Today the circus is in Manchester, England, and I invite you to join me as we go under the Big Top.
Have we started, by the way?
I guess. Oh, I mean, God. I guess. We'll see what stays. I know, it is a bit PU.
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it, but I mean, I do everything, so it's up to me to fix me in post, which is not...
Just put the Google Translate on. Have Google Voice just say everything. Hello! just dub me over.
For fuck's sake.
I put in the effort.
You've put in the effort, you've put in the time. What I'm bringing to the table is that I'm actually very sick, but for the purposes of this podcast, we're going to pretend that I'm not, and it's going to go great.
Muckle, may I say you look like the definition of a healthy person, right?
Thank you.
If Jesus Christ came back, he would not look like you because he would probably die of dysentery.
Yes, but also, thank you. I'm sniffing Olbass oil just so that I don't sound like a sea whale, and I'm wearing little feetsies, so I've got very sweaty feet, but I think it's regulating my temperature to a decent medium. So if I keel over... Just keep it going. The show must go on.
Okay. It's a good thing that this connection is fantastic and I didn't hear feces.
Awesome. Yeah. Off to a great start.
Yeah. I had a minor panic attack of, I found my snowball microphone. You know the ones, the round ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I'm ready. So clever.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is the cable? And I'd lost it in the move. And
no!
God, what am I going to do? The world is ending. Everything is pain. And also, I can't find my cable. And then I realized, you know, I have, as of right now, 2 laptops, 1 desktop, 2 phones, 1 Spanish, 1 English. Like, I just accumulate shit.
You have a whole phone just for your Spanish number? You have a whole separate phone?
I don't want my family coming into my messages.
That's very clever.
They have been left behind on my old broken OnePlus. And I will check them once a month. And if they have something important to tell me, they will email me like civilized people.
Fair enough. I see where your priorities lie.
Yes. Priority-wise, I bark, I awoo. Occasionally I sniff, but less so these days. And I go around in a circle before getting into bed.
Those are pretty good priorities. I'd say barking is one of the most important... I think more people need to be doing that these days.
They all say we're going barking mad, and I don't see anybody woofing on the street.
No, not a single person.
It's honestly disgraceful.
And what they're doing really there is that's your culture. That's your culture that they're taking and appropriating. And
done right.
You know what? I like that already we're off to a very different vibe to... I had Pup Cooper on and we talked more about barking less and wagging more. And I really like the idea that, no, we're here to bark. We're here to bark today.
I mean, I talk a lot, so...
Oh, Jesus.
Speaking of, I've actually wondered, what's the scene like in Spain?
I don't know.
When did you come over?
4 years ago now. I don't know what the scene is like. I was a human before I was a dog, regrettably. And I've only gone back to visit, and I'm not hanging out with no Spanish kingsters, not to be xenophobic, but they speak a different language.
Yeah.
That I also speak, but still. Disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting, though.
Pretty shit, if you ask me. No, it's the fact... It's all based on where you first experience it. So much in the same way that I can't watch series that are made in Spanish, because I can see through it.
Uh-huh.
It's not real. I can't kinky sex talk in Spanish because it feels so wrong.
Oh, really?
So wrong. It's just...
Well, because it feels like home. It feels like you're talking to your brother.
No. It's because, like, it's not sexy. Everyone has this perspective of Spanish people as being hugely sexy and whatever. No, that's the Spanish accent. Spanish language is just talking loudly and really quickly. So... No, we're not. It's not sexy in Spanish. Someone who we shall not name, because he's a lovely guy, I'm sure. I've never met them in person. But he called me papi on text messages. And I was just like, well, that's double. If not only am I not a daddy, as can be stated by the everything about me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a bit shocked.
Me with my big daddy dumb energies, I don't contend with no... variations on the subject. You will call me papa, and only that.
Papa, father.
You will call me parental figure.
Parental figure. Fair enough. Yeah.
The other day, I was shitting.
You were shitting? What?
On occasion. Moving on.
You started something. You have to finish it. We've talked about shit before in this podcast. It's fine.
Not my department.
Hey,
you will move over to Block B. Talk to the skunky ones.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. You can admit that you're a skunk on this podcast.
No. No, it's mine alone. No matter how much I deny now, I cannot escape this perception of me. This is worse than when people assumed I was...
That you were a daddy.
No, that I'm a bottom. Everyone assumes I'm a bottom.
Okay.
It's a terrible affliction. It's because the everything about me screams bottom.
It is the everything about you. I was wondering what specifically, but it is the everything.
The everything. Just my entire personality just screams, oh yeah, I bend over. But unfortunately for everybody else in the world who simps over me for some godforsaken reason, you disgusting animals.
Perfect.
Unfortunately, A, I have spine problems, so I can't bend over. And secondly, I am medically a bottom.
Sure. Oh, no, wait. I did know this about you. I did know that about you. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. My entire body is not, it's not made for that. I have a fantastic willy.
I have a fantastic willy. That's the title.
We have the best penis, the greatest penis.
That's the title. That's the title.
Please stop. Absolutely not. I will, I know I am a clown, but no. And that's even worse to say that on this podcast.
Yes, it really is.
It feeds into your thing, and I don't want to take your thing. You've got your own thing going on there. And
you wouldn't want to, back off. Do you know what, though? I feel like anal is such a, I don't know. Like, I could always take it or leave it. Like, I know a lot of people are very happy to be in their side era, and I think that's great. And I wouldn't necessarily say I would identify as a side, but I'm definitely on board with the concept. Because I remember being kind of told that was the only thing men did, is bum each other.
It is the only thing we do. Have you not practiced? That's all we do. That's all we do.
Have I been doing it wrong?
Yes, absolutely. What the hell have you been up to?
I just thought it was sex, but...
No, fuck that.
I need to go back to clown college.
We don't want to do no sex thing. No, anal for the win. I fart in the general... No, fuck! I can't...
You've done it again.
Why do I open jars I cannot close? I'm very bad. Please cut all of this. I cannot... coming after me. Not again. I've just managed to block the last of them.
The last of the skunks?
No. Even worse. It's the farty ones. The farty...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's more innocuous, surely. Surely?
They have a tendency to... somehow deduce that I work in the entertainment industry and decide that thus they should send videos as their introduction. The angle choice is interesting. The microphone placement definitely has an interesting...
Yeah. That'll...
Yes. So it's a great... I mean, now that everyone's leaving Twitter and we've started that whole Mastodon thing, there's a reason it's called a toot.
You can't help yourself.
No. I can't not be stupid. I'm a dog. That is my literal job description.
Cats
are for people who hate themselves. Dogs are for people who need love.
Mm-hmm. And you need stupidity in your dog.
What else is there?
Well, otherwise they get the better of you. That's why cats don't work. That's why the cat experiment failed.
Disgusting creatures.
Although I have seen enough cat players now that I'm like curious. Like I want to know a bit more.
I mean,
cats and ponies. I'm curious.
I mean, the pony thing—it's divided, isn't it? There's the My Little Pony ones, and there's the other ones.
There's the bronies.
There's the bronies, and then there's the pony play ones, and it's not the same.
No,
it's like the
no, very different.
It's like the difference between pup play and furries. Intersectionalism for sure, but it's not the same. I would not consider myself a furry.
I think I'm ready to be a furry. Whatever that means.
For the record, for everyone only listening, I am now just going, welcome to the core in sign language.
I think I'm ready for that.
Yeah. my sign language is fantastic.
That's a really good one. That one was bullshit. Let's turn this into a visual podcast.
No, they cannot see my face. will lead to even worse things where people... I've already exposed myself to enough normies and...
Well, there's your problem. You're exposing yourself to the wrong people.
I should be exposing myself to everybody else. Yeah.
To the bronies.
The bronies. Oh, they're cute. You know, they get good songs, okay? Like, as a musical theatre aficionado, they get good songs every so often.
Yeah.
We'll let them have Discord. Discord's great. Not the app, the song. The song is great. Fantastic number.
There's some questions I have about the brony angle. You know, it's I'm all for the furry angle. I'm all for the pony angle. I'm all for the fandom angle. I'm not necessarily for the con invading and I don't know. I feel like when a group of middle-aged men take something away from 6-year-old girls, I feel like that's a bit unfair.
I mean, I don't know about 6-year-old girls, but about middle-aged men taking something away. Have you been to a sex club?
Yeah, well, do you know what? I mean, yes, but I've realized that every event that I've been to has actually been way more social than anything else.
I mean, events are a take it or leave it for me. I love and hate them. Okay, I am a complex... human being going through complex dog going through intense character arcs and growing as I go, yeah.
Or shrinking, sort of like a cabbage as you unfurl it, becoming dumber.
My entire argument has completely disappeared after you compared me to a cabbage.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm saying here. Just another leaf falls off the cabbage and gets stupider and stupider. Life of a dog. What was your point, puppy?
Oh, yes. Company. It's all about the company. And obviously production has been way low. Wait, no, that's a different company. It's
all about that bottom line.
It's all about the bottom line. And unfortunately, I'm not a bottom, so my line is drawn. No, it's the company you go with. So I love events in Manchester, depending on who I'm going with. So if pups that I know and love are going, I will go. If I have no clue who's going, I will still go because I have fear of missing out. But then if there's no one I know there, I will leave within the 20-minute mark.
Mm. See, that's a very, very healthy way of looking at it. Like, the scariest thing to me is going regardless. And if I'm going with people that... it takes me like an hour to settle in. But not going, because... Which I do all the time. Because I'm like, I don't know, not going to know anyone there, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm always like, well, why didn't I just go? I would have... If I wasn't going to have fun, then I could just leave. But now I'll never know if I would have had fun.
Like, controversial opinion, here he comes out. I almost never truly have fun, but I always enjoy going.
You heard it here. Pup Drake hates fun.
Drake doesn't like going to events because there are many people there. And I hate everybody.
Yeah.
Like, a select three people. And even then, it's basically just tolerance.
Mm.
Woke pussies don't understand the concept of taking everyone. I am a boomer in a 20-year-old body. Not funny, but I can pretend.
You do radiate a lot of hate, which I really appreciate. And
yes, mine, as you can tell, if you go on my Twitter, it is constant abuse to everyone.
Yeah, else. Yeah. Just screaming into the ether, abuse, hurling insults.
Yes, but unfortunately my fridge just doesn't respond. But yes, I hate everyone and everything, except Oreos. Oreos are good. I like Oreos.
Oreos?
Oreos are good. I'll take Oreos.
All right. Prepare to be cancelled. Do you have any advice for pups then that like are attending events and maybe... Because I think overcoming that initial social anxiety, that's always like a tough bullet to swallow.
It will never leave, but you will always regret not going more than regret going.
Mm. Yeah.
And remember, if someone you don't like starts getting a bit too keen, just shout out unintelligible babble.
Mm.
A loud screeching voice, and I can assure you they will walk away quite quickly.
Yeah. Or if you don't quite feel confident enough to do that, just pull a really weird face and piss yourself.
I think that's more your department, but yeah, sure, mate.
It works. Actually, that did happen at one time. There was a dude who was like, it was not good vibes, it was not good times.
Yeah.
And it was like my second time ever being at an event.
So I did my natural defense mechanism. I just paced myself.
No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Well, you said that actually happened once. So
No.
You heard it here first, folks. Mokostoda's instant defense mechanism is to pee himself, which really explains a lot of our past interactions and why.
Right. Well, it's the smell, yeah. That's that 20-meter radius smell that just really sort of...
Plus the Hawaiian shirts, but...
Hey, they're not all Hawaiian. Some of them are just tropical. I love a good Tommy Bahama. What's wrong with that?
My patience is wearing thin, my child.
My point was...
You managed to bully me into this podcast, and here I am. Okay.
That is true. I did have to sort of emotionally batter you into doing it, but I'm really glad that...
Oh my God, nobody likes me. Please be on my podcast. And I'm just like...
I was actually crying and pissing myself at the time as well.
Let the record show, I did not have to say anything. I just had to look into the camera. And I don't even know how pixelated I am for him, but he understood precisely where this was going. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, yet again, we fall back on Michael Sterling's defense mechanism is to just pee himself.
Hey, I mean, it works.
But yes, no, like, as my previous appearance in a podcast dictates, I am a weirdo. For everyone interested, I am on Newsies podcast. I was not invited. Yep. This happened.
Newsies, no. No, you weren't, but you managed to worm your way in.
I would say I just happened to be in the same room and talking loudly over my boyfriend's shoulder. And I would also say I was the best guest.
Well, I have to agree because you're my guest now. But once this airs, I don't have to say that anymore.
Okay. You can go back to the regularly scheduled bullying me.
Yeah.
God.
Don't bully me, I'll come. I know how it goes.
Woe is me. I don't like it. Please stop. Stop. Please stop. No, come back. Willy Wonka voice.
Mm-hmm. Willy Wonka? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stop. Don't. Come back.
Yeah. Got it.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Stop.
Yes. No, I do not enjoy this.
Did Willy Wonka do anything for you?
I think that's more your department, judging.
Probably.
Yes.
It didn't really. Like, it freaked me out, but...
Real people, real normal human beings, unlike you, you're a weirdo. Real dogs are turned on by the witches. Thank you very much.
Really?
No, but I hear straight people have it in for Angelica Houston. And I like Adam's family, so hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't have it in for Angelica Houston?
I am gay... As a...
Wait, what?
I'm gay as a multicolored rainbow.
Ew.
But Angelica Houston, mommy, step on me, please.
Yeah. I think I would let her, like, slowly push her heel through my ear. Like, I don't want to be disgusting, but, like, I would let her kill me.
He leaves us speechless. I have nothing to say to that. And that is very strange for me. I always have something to say. That said, if we're talking Adam's Family, I've been on an Adam's Family binge recently because Wednesday came out. Raul Julia as Gomez Adams, the only Spanish-speaking person who could call me Spanish kinky names, and I would 100%. I am not a bottom. I have no interest in bottoming. That man can fuck the living shit out of me, and I would not care.
If you just want to let us know what those kinky names are, I'm sure the listeners will be in touch.
I mean, what does he call him? What does he call Morticia? You know, just all of that. Just
I haven't actually watched it. I might. I don't know.
It's one of the best. It's two of the best '90s movies ever made. So
what? Oh, no, the movies are fantastic. I haven't watched Wednesday.
What I'm talking about Raul Julia in the old movie.
Yeah. I know. I'm talking about the new. Wait, who plays him in the? Who plays
in the new one? It's Luis Guzman.
That's it.
Yeah, he doesn't work.
Yeah, I also thought that Fred Armisen as Uncle Fester is a choice.
He works well, actually. He works fine.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're digging into what I know.
Oh.
All of the characters are sort of regressed a bit more into the 60s incarnation. So, So they're more comparable to the comic books. And if we recall in the 90s film, Fester is not really, for the majority of the first film, Christopher Lloyd is not really playing Fester. He's playing a character impersonating Fester, who has never met Fester. It then turns out that through logistics, he was Fester all along. He just didn't know he was. But he's not truly playing the traditional version.
Yeah.
And Fester's traditional version is a lunatic who is basically indestructible.
Yeah.
You know, who we really don't understand how he functions. And Fred Armisen is perfectly fine. The show is fine. It is an above average CW drama.
That's exactly what I thought it would be.
With a really, really good performance by Jenna Ortega. She is flawless. Perfect Wednesday. Almost, I would say even better than Christina Ricci.
Wait, is Christina Ricci in Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Good.
She gets like a main role. She stays.
She's fine. Fabulous. Okay, good.
And it's really weird to see it. Like, because they constantly make, I don't want to say references or like hints at it, but she's like, I know how it feels to be in someone else's shoes.
That's fun.
I also, the real choice that I don't like is Luis Guzman as Gomez. Thankfully, he's only in it for like two episodes.
But that's the thing. I have a problem with like separating Wednesday from the family just because she's the most popular one, but surely she's the most popular one because of the family dynamic. And so taking her completely out of it, like taking her out of the family situationally is fine, but then not having them in it.
You don't split up Family Addams. Like I've noticed the slow degradation of what makes the Addams Family so good. And it's the fact that the purest Addams Family, the one thing that is absolutely clear is they love each other.
Yeah.
Like they don't hate normal people. That's never a thing. But recently that's slowly become a thing where they're like isolationists. They're not. They're just weird, but they don't care. Everyone else finds them weird and kooky.
Yeah.
They don't see it.
But they don't see it. That's the joke. It's like they think they're normal.
They are the prototype of, like, because the whole joke is they are the prototype of the perfect family.
Yep.
Except for the fact that they're just
so weird. It's a bit like Elvira, right? Like she's sort of got like the brain of like a teeny bopper, but then it's like she hasn't looked down and seen herself.
Yeah. The whole joke is they are really weird people doing really normal things. So by taking Wednesday out of that environment and out of the normal environment, because the premise is she goes to discount Hogwarts where everyone else is also an outcast. And I'm like, well, then where's the joke?
The
whole point is it's contrast. And even then they try to make her weirder than the weird ones. And it's like, well, why?
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
It starts out for the first 20 minutes of the show, you're in a normal high school. That's it. That's the premise.
Right. That's good because
that's really fun.
The world is the straight man to the Addams Family.
I would love to see an average high school show with like with Wednesday Addams there.
Yeah,
because you've already made her a teenager, and to be fair, Jenna Ortega handles that change really well. It takes effort to make the joke of the old Wednesday is that she's 12 and she's saying such fucked up shit. Now she's 16, and teenagers, I don't know if you've noticed, they're all shit already. So them saying fucked up shit isn't that weird. But she handles it really well. The issue is they make a Sabrina.
Well, this is what I was going to bring up, Sabrina, because it's, again, this kind of like Riverdaling of just another classic comic. And I'm like,
And the thing is, like, when the show does the Addams, like, when it leaves her alone in her room with thing, with the hand. Flawless. Perfection. Tim Burton, which, by the way, he directs every episode.
Mm.
He's having a ball doing that, and then he has to cut to everything else. And instantly, the show sort of like, it becomes just so standard and kind of dull. So the casting of Wednesday, flawless. The premise of the show is flawed by design. It needed to be, I would love to have a Addams Family show like what we do in the shadows. Just do what we do in the shadows. I would have a ball with it. It doesn't need to be a mockumentary, but like, that's the budget you need. And also in the show, they make magic explicitly real. Like, they have sirens and werewolves and like crystal balls and whatever. And it's like, I thought part of the joke was that it was kind of left in the air.
Yeah, like they kind of talk about it, but they never actually...
Yeah, they're constantly talking about seances, but you never see a ghost.
Yeah, like you don't know how serious they... Like, the point is that they're weird, right? Not that they're actually...
A cult.
Superhuman, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, beyond Thing.
No, I mean the only thing that really breaks that rule is Thing, but that's kind of part of the joke as well.
Yeah.
Where even the normal people don't really react to Thing. Also, they give her mommy issues, like she doesn't need a mortician now. And I'm just like, again, the whole premise is that they are the perfect family. They love each other so much. And that's kind of the joke.
Ooh, but how is Catherine Zeta-Jones' morticia?
Fine.
Oh.
Like, you can't beat Angelica Houston. You can't.
No, I mean, maybe you can, but like, it's not a competition. It's like your interpretation, right? So I would hope that they go in a very different direction.
So they regress her a little bit more to the 60s, where she's slightly more animated, like a little bit more whatever. It's less that her performance is bad. It's just she's not given things to say.
Oh, well.
And then Luis Guzman, they turn him into a predator. Like, he's so creepy, but not in the whole point is Gomez is so charismatic.
Yes.
Gomez isn't physically attractive. He's just hot as fuck.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that, like, the dance is my favorite thing ever. Like, it's one of my earliest memories, like, is watching that scene.
The joke is, oh, Gomez, how long has it, Morticia, how long has it been since we danced? Oh, Gomez, hours.
Yeah.
Like, the whole joke of the show, of the original character, is he simps so hard.
Yeah.
He is the world's biggest simp, and it is so attractive. And the add-on to that joke is that Morticia simps just as hard for him.
Yeah.
And in this version, it doesn't really come across that way. They give him these dentures, and he just looks like he wants to eat people. There's a very fun episode of the original series of the 60s show where Morticia's ex comes into the picture. And she's really happy to see him because, you know, she's the perfect mother. She doesn't care.
Yep. Yep.
And Gomez gets jealous. But the way they do it is he's not jealous of the other person. He feels so bad that he feels that he might not be able to provide for Morticia. So the plot is him deciding to kill himself so that Morticia can be happy with another person because he'd rather die than she miss out on it. And this is a 60s show. Imagine what you could do with 2022.
Sort of. Yeah.
Like, that's what needs to be. It needs, like, again, you can't really, like, the 90s movies are so perfect. They are.
Yeah. Like, introducing Joan Cusack as this insane, homicidal bride who tries to split up the family, which, of course, fails.
But the best part about it is they really like her. Like,
she's
just as insane as they are in a different vibe. But they love her. Like, there's that whole, we know the Morticia speech of like, you've put Fester on some sort of strange sexual spell,
yes,
driven him to madness. I respect that.
That I could forgive. That, however, yeah.
Pastels? Like, it's literally like, that's the whole joke, that they are so insane. They don't care about that bit.
Mm.
It's the fact that they're splitting up the family that they find truly horrendous. But then you look at some of like the recent animated films where the danger is normal people. No, normal people are not the danger. They don't give a shit about normal people. Mm. It's when normal people try to split up the family.
That's- well, yeah, it's like the whole point was they were made in a time where going against a social norm was such a big brouhaha. And so the whole joke and point really is that, yeah, you can be weird and be yourself and just ignore those other people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of beautiful. Like,
it's not even like a message that's explicitly stated. They don't even draw attention to it. It's like,
no.
Oh, yeah, these are the Adams. That's just how they roll. This is how we roll. And the great thing is watching other characters interact with that. Anyway, moving away from film and television.
Okay, but quickly, as a kid, I had a Thing animatronic toy that like wriggled and vibrated.
Right.
And
which character is it? Oh, Thing. Oh, I thought you were saying, I thought you were like a Thing that was this.
No, no. I had Thing. I had a hand on my mantelpiece Thing that I really adored. And I think
I'm going to say Thing is better in the show.
Oh, really?
Because he gets a starring role. Like he's the Watson.
Oh.
Through Wednesday.
Okay.
Like he's just there every episode. And he's really funny. Like they have this whole thing where like Wednesday's roommate, who's basically the Glinda of the show, where she's like really bright and up cheer and whatever. And it's quite fun. Their interactions are quite fun. But her and Thing have manicure sessions and makeup tips on their hands because they're a wolf, so her hands constantly break to turn into claws.
Oh.
So she has to like redo her nails all the time because her hands turn into claws.
Oh, smart.
Her doing manicures with Thing is really funny.
I like the idea that Thing's a bit queer because, of course, the limp wrist is there's something there.
There's something there. I think Thing is done really, really well. The one problem with the whole thing is if you're going to make an Addams Family show me the Addams Family. I want to see Cousin It. Cousin It is good.
Cousin It. Oh my God. Yes.
Cousin It is like best cat. I love like one of my favorite jokes.
The voice.
It is not addressed that Cousin It is weird. Like Lurch, everyone like double takes at Lurch, but Cousin It, we don't give a shit. This is the kind of shit we want. I want to see more of the family. I want to see the vampire twins that they mention all the time. Like, things like that. Like, the Addams need to interact as a family unit with everything else.
Or you can split up the family unit, like when they sent Wednesday to summer camp.
She had Pugsley.
She had Pugsley. But also, like, we all need to see how they work their way back together or how they deal with the situation and how they individually, like, just cutting them out and it's just Wednesday going through it.
Literally deleting them does not.
Yeah.
It doesn't create anything. Anyway.
Okay, so we've covered that topic, so I'm really glad.
I'm really glad this was essential things.
Yes, no, I agree.
We're just getting past the important things.
We're getting through the important stuff. I do want to quickly finish that very, very quick thing I say, and then we'll go to break, which was that way, way back before I got way more interested in talking about the Addams Family, that dude at the event who was like,
"Oh, well,
not okay." When I pissed myself, but that wasn't what scared him away. Having like good people and like just having I was still alone there. It was only my second event ever, but just having someone that I could say, "This is like not so good," and they immediately go to the organizer, and that guy got kicked out. So yeah, I just wanted to make a point of saying like that's how things should be dealt with, and you should never, ever, ever feel like in one of those spaces, you can't do that because that is exactly what those people are there for.
Which is, it's their responsibility. Kink is under this mired sort of taboo element in a social context because there is that, like, I mean, you get it from straight and conservatives all the time where gay people and like the LGBT community as a whole is predatory.
Which is God.
True. It's not true. But kink is one of those things where it's very easy to fall into the trap of it actually being problematic, which is why, I mean, everyone will tell you this all the time. It's preaching to the choir, but communication is so key.
Yep.
It is so key. And I think that is one of the most important responsibilities of any kink event organizer, anything like that. They need to be well secured, which is why there needs to be a razor sharp line. Like you do not cross this line. Consent is key. And most importantly, there needs to be people to enforce that line. And we cannot have bullshit. There have been many times where I've been approached by someone I don't particularly find attractive. I'm demisexual. I don't find pretty much anybody attractive until I know them well.
Yeah.
So in a kink event scenario, anyone who approaches me is going to get pushed away pretty much instantly, unless they're my friend, in which case they won't approach me because they know me. Poor things. We forgive them. Poor sick bastards. They said yes to being friends to me.
Idiots.
Honestly, clueless. Thank God you live away. You'd be sick of me within a day. but essentially, like, there needs to be that sort of thing. And I know people who do work at events where they're like, yeah, no, we enforce it with, like, and those are the events that I will go to.
Even
if I don't have someone to go with.
It's the safety net, yeah.
Yeah, it's that is what we need.
Totally. At least having, you know, enough people around you so that there's a team, you know, and you need people on the floor, of course, but that hard line does need to be there. And again, like, I felt really weird about it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to ruin someone's night. And they were like, okay, but you've just told us what's happened. And we're telling you, no, that's not okay. And we don't want you to think that's okay.
Yeah.
And again, like the other people, so much of these spaces are oftentimes volunteer run. We are oftentimes forced into the margins. And so we have to make these spaces for ourselves. And if we can't keep them safe, like we are the bottom line in that aspect. So
are we the problem?
Wait a minute. Am I the issue? Let's find out after the break because I need to go have a waz.
Adulting is hard. Whether you're working hard to make deadlines, meet expectations, or juggle responsibilities, you're always on the go. And even when you're not, you're still painfully aware of your own existence, crushed beneath existential dread, forever mired in the muck of mediocrity. Why not let go and have some fun with Colour Time? Playtime are now hosting a free-to-enter monthly colouring competition to bring together the community with art drawn by ABDL artists, including me. Let your inner child out and join in for the chance to win a $10 gift card with Playtime. Simply download the colouring page at playtime.link/colourtime, colour it however you want, and send it in before the deadline using the hashtag #ColourTimeForPlaytime. We'll pick the top 5 pages and the community votes for the winner on the Playtime Playground. Let yourself regress and see if you can stay in the lines. More information on the Playtime website.
Oh, it's Tintin!
Oh, it's Tintin!
Oh, that's brilliant. Is okay, explain that one to me.
The amount of times he gets bound and gagged. One can only assume he enjoys it.
I guess. I mean, by that logic, Daphne Blake from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, she's kinky, but Tintin's all but the original.
The original kinkster, the original bondage queen.
No, bondage boy.
Scooby-Doo's kind of kinky.
The dog or the show?
I mean...
Take your pick.
I mean, I really wanted to do a Scooby-Doo pup look for Halloween.
Yes, my boyfriend has been suggesting that many a times, and I would be Shaggy, and I don't like it.
You don't have to be Shaggy. You can be Scrappy.
Exit stage left. I'll call my big...
Pursued by a bear.
I'll call my big burly friend and you'll be pursued by that.
Speaking of Wolf, would you say it's important for you to be in a relationship with someone who also identifies as a pup?
As in, am I exclusive to puppies?
No, but does it make a huge difference to you in terms of relationships?
In our relationship, I would say yes. In other people's relationships. I don't know how to communicate this. This might shock your audience members. But relationships are dependent on the people in them.
Whoa.
I know.
That's kind of bold. I hope everyone braced themselves for that.
I really hope so. If you're in chair, I hope you were sitting down. And if you've fallen down, lie down, you pig.
lie down, you pig. And if you shat yourself.
I'm not off in a dom. I have to admit it. It's why I only do text-based kink play. that's my chat. Like, the amount of times kinksters are like, oh, you want to call? And I'm like, no, because I'm bad at talking in person.
I think you'd probably surprise yourself because I used to feel the same way. And then someone was like, oh, okay, but I'd really appreciate it if you made me a little voice recording. And I was like, this feels like a drama exercise. And then I did it and they were really responsive to it. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do
it. I mean, if voice recording, I'm fine. I can write it down beforehand.
See, you are a millennial.
I'm not a millennial. Like, on the literal definition, I'm not.
Wait, really?
Yeah, no.
Wait, are you older than me? No. How young are you? How little are you?
How little am I? I'm about one thimbleful of size.
Just a thimble. Oh, right, fine.
No, wait, I'm 21.
Ew. Ew! Did I not know that?
You did know that. You have made comments about it before, but we are...
Oh, right.
We're both ADHD, so
but I clearly keep blanking it from my mind.
Thank God. Ugh. Yes, no, I get bullied a lot.
Poor you.
I had a reference to make, but I won't because it will fuel the people who are convinced that I am an ABDL and I'm not. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I was going to be really clever, but then I decided that being clever on the internet only leads to confusion.
That is true.
Because everyone is stupid.
It's better to be stupid.
Exactly. Everyone except me. I'm the only poor one. Everyone, all of the rest of them are idiots. Thankfully, I'm also really humble, so I don't smack it in the faces every time.
Yeah,
As the most humble person on the planet, I can attest.
That's really good. Peer reviewed, or
no one cleverer than me could figure it out. So,
do you know what? That's a really good one. My boyfriend likes to tell me that I'm too smart to be gaslit, which is the worst kind of gaslighting.
My boyfriend's said that line a couple times. Like, no, you're too smart. You'd never fall for it. Let the record show I am staring intently.
And of course, he's referring to, you know, trancing you so deeply that you completely forget what it was.
I am one of those people that just plays along with hypnosis and is secretly giggling my way through it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it to bits. It is great role play.
Yes, role play.
For me.
Okay, Diaper Style, in the last episode, him and I have talked at length about this, and he's convinced that I can get there, but I have never... I don't know where I stand on this, because I feel like there is just no fucking way. Like, the role play can be very hot. I don't know. Like, I've done it before where I've gone, I'm pretty sure I'm just playing along with this, but I don't want to find out. Like, I don't want to find out that I am and then be like, oh, okay, well, this is over. Because it's more fun not to. Do you know what I mean?
So in my case, it's a bit like play headspace, where it's all fake in your head.
Yeah, it's make-believe.
It's make-believe, exactly. And hypnosis is exactly that way. It's whether you want to go along with it and how far you want to go along with it. So for me, like, as long as the person who is performing the hypnosis sort of thing is in keeping with what my kinks are and how I perceive it and so on and so forth, go for it. I'm having a great time. I don't need to question it. Like, the issue is I'm very flimsy with it, where it takes one thing mildly out of headspace, and then suddenly, yep, we are done for the day. I will now giggle. and here's the thing. Sometimes that thing in the moment doesn't work, and then I come back to it a few weeks later and I read through the chats and I'm like, oh, what a lovely wank we're going to have. Very enjoyable. Which is great, because I also, on that same level, I sort of feed off freshness in that sense. I like repeat kink sessions, unless they're like someone who really pushes all my buttons, such as, you know, for example, my boyfriend. My boyfriend basically is 100% in tune to everything I find hot. Ugh, he is able.
That's great,
isn't it? It's like I don't have to do any effort. It's brilliant. And I think on his end, I do my best to comply as well. And it takes effort on both our ends, but yeah, we understand where the other lies. Like, I'm not into furries, nor am I into the sort of the big dom beast angle of pup play. Yeah. But I know he is, so I will play into that for him, and that leads to a very fun and, if I play my cards right, very efficient session.
Well, I mean, you can get the double whammy there. He can hypnotize you into being the thing he wants.
So again, for example, my boyfriend and I don't do hypnosis play because I did it once with him. It was fun and enjoyable, but I don't need hypnotizing to enjoy what I'm enjoying with him. Whereas with other kinksters and other people I've played around with, especially on text, because again, I don't like calling, and in person, I'm a shit person. I will laugh at you out loud and you just have to deal with it. But with other people,
I like that though.
You do, yes. Seize your horny. Be gone, Sim.
Cease! Oh, no, wait. Now we're...
But anyway.
Now we're increasing it.
Cease, Sim. I shall not have this. With, for example, other kinksters I've played with, like, I don't even necessarily have to be into the thing they're hypnotizing me into.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the element of being hypnotized into something, liking something I don't. So on text, I will play along with basically anything. Like, I've done all sorts of things that if even suggested to me in real life, I would likely vomit. Like, I read it later and, oh God, that's disgusting, but it's hot how I was playing it. And
oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, at the time, I've done that. Yeah, like
sometimes I do go like, wow, I didn't realize that I was a disgusting animal, but here we are.
But at the same time, God, I'm a disgusting animal.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I sort of like pick up new kinks all the time. So now I just have...
Yeah, so there's a difference, I think, between you and I, where I'm going, you pick up new kinks, I discard kinks.
Yeah, you drop them. I pick up new
ones, and the old ones just float merrily away.
I know.
So I, like, for example...
You kind of have like a trail, like a little rainbow trail behind you, where you sort of like pick and choose and just loftily keep having fun, whereas those little bits of detritus like glom onto me, and I'm like... Oh, I'm just going to carry this with me forever now.
Yeah. So, for example, one of the things that I have fully left behind is GIMP play, like full
GIMP? Anonymity. Oh, right.
So, then, like, drone play, 100% into it at the moment.
GIMP okay, play. where is the delineation with GIMP and drone? Because that's another thing that I'm really curious about, but I've never quite understood yet.
GIMP is, I am an object, use me for my, like, because I would like to be an object. Drone mm-hmm. is... I don't have enjoyment because it has been programmed out of me. It has a hypnosis element to it. So drone play currently, because of the hypnosis angle, sexy as hell. Fuck yeah. Like, make me your toy. GIMP play is, oh, abuse me and force me to give in to being your toy because I like it. Not currently. I used to be into it. Not now. Might be into it in the future. Who knows?
Swings and roundabouts.
Swings and roundabouts, which is the issue I think a lot of kinksters have had with me, where I'm like, oh yes, that thing we liked together 2 days ago. We're not there enough. It's gone now.
It's like you've pushed the swing and then it's come back and hit the other person. You haven't pushed it back and it's just hit them in the head.
I'm like the YouTube algorithm. Sometimes I'm popular and sometimes I'm not.
Is that a delusion of grandeur to compare yourself to the YouTube algorithm?
No, it's a compliment to the YouTube algorithm. I'm much more fickle. I'm like the internet in general. I shift and change daily, and often
she has layers, guys. She has layers.
I have layers. I'm like a cake or an onion. Because I will make you cry, and if you eat too much of me, you will die.
Cakes make people cry?
I've never seen a funeral cake that everyone enjoyed.
Do they make funeral cakes?
Yes.
Oh my God.
There's cake at the funeral. It's so fun. At the wake. There's cake at the wake, and it's so funny.
Wake cake? Oh.
Like, I think my favorite... I went to a wake once.
Sorry, one sec. I went to a wake once... Possible title. Continue.
And they were serving nachos.
Okay.
There's nothing like wake nachos.
Because it's literally nacho party. No, but okay. That's the kind of wake I want to have.
We have the shittest joke in the podcast.
I want to have a fun celebration of life. I get that it's not for me. I get that it's for the other people and they're allowed to be sad. Yappa. But like, come on. Have fun.
Be a bitch.
Yeah, make it a bit. Like, roast me or just, you know.
Oh, absolutely roast me. Like,
yeah, like.
I am going to have. I don't know.
Drake had the smelliest anus and everybody heard about it.
I will have you know, actually, that is one of my points of pride, that my anus is in fact highly regarded in several sects of society.
In what possible sects of society?
The Musk Boys sect of society.
Oh,
I am exquisite, I will have you know. I am a delicatessen. And I have two very good friends who simp so hard for me.
You are saying this to the person who is descending down the fart rabbit hole himself.
I mean, I've known that for ages, darling. You have not made a very big effort to hide it. This is not the fart rabbit hole. This is just the general delectable taste. Now, do I like rimming? Yes, I love rimming. So long as the person I'm rimming has had a shower immediately beforehand, or is still showering.
I had a boyfriend who liked rimming, and I always felt so bad and self-conscious, but he just really wanted to do it. And I'd be like, I'm going to get in the shower now, and you can do it. But just, it made me so uncomfortable. Not uncomfortable. It just made me so concerned.
Concerned?
Yeah, I was just like, I don't feel good about this. I'm nervous.
That's fair.
But he loved it, so.
Yeah, my boyfriend doesn't like rimming, but
I don't.
My boyfriend will just be like, okay, I'll do it for you. I'm like, oh, it's so nice to me.
Wait, he rims you?
No.
Oh, right.
No, I've got the other ones from that.
Got it.
Legion of Sims. I see that like there's a lot of them. There's two of them. One and even worse, I cuck one of them so they don't get two. It's so fun.
Is it okay? I can see that being fun, but the cuck thing has just never. Somebody once threw that out there at me, and I was like, that not only means nothing to me, but I'm also just like, what? No,
I'm not deeply into it as I was anymore, but it's so fun because,
by the way, that was as you was anymore.
I used to be more into cucking people, but
I'm making fun of your grasp of the English language, which is better than mine.
Leave me the fuck alone, okay? I'm literally foreign. I have had to learn this language, and I think I've done a fucking good job of it because people assume I'm British. It's horrid. I hate being
confused. People keep asking if I'm American, and I'm like, what? Like, here?
Why would they do that? That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It makes me violently ill.
I can put on an American accent if I choose to. But
yeah, I could, but I won't. And they're like, oh, I think you have a bit of a twang.
I just do it to piss them off.
It's because I live with an American. It's happening.
It's disgusting.
I have to burn myself. Sorry, continue.
I have to burn myself. get the steak, honey. It's time. You're American. You understand how Salem went.
Hey.
Pink play.
Pink play.
Nothing like a gentle witch trial to get the mood going in the bedroom.
Hey, I would... first of all, being roasted like a pig, that could be fun. But also, I would try the long pig. I would eat the human flesh, just to say I did, just to know what it's like.
I mean, that's the title of the show.
I'm not saying I'm going to kill you and eat you, but if you died, I would try a bit. Is that so wrong?
Don't message your boyfriend under concern.
He's fine.
Just remember that every time a dog licks his boyfriend, that you are getting dead skin cells. So you're a cannibal, you piece of shit. Apart from the Salem witch trials, which we love.
Yeah, I love that. Balenciaga.
We were talking about American witch, American accents, but before that.
You were talking about, oh, sorry, I made fun of you, your language. Oh, God.
Cuckling.
I'm a terrible person.
I got it back.
Cucking. Yes, there we go.
There we go. We got it back. I'm not into it as much as I was, except when it comes to that one person, because they clear. Like, I make sure that the thing I am denying them is something that they can readily get from any other point. So, in my case, these two people who are pseudo-dating, it's cute. I love them both. One of them is a musk slut. The other one is also a musk slut. And they together are very stinky and disgusting. And, sweaty and all that stuff. But one of them gets to huff me and huff my butt and huff my pits. And the other one does not, because I find it funny how frustrating he finds it. So one of my all-time greatest moments was at an event when they came to huff and they were very happy and whatever. So I made the one who gets to huff my pits, huff my ass, all that stuff, and then drink, and then go make out with the other one. And the other one never got to come to me at all. And I've never kissed them, but at Doggy Weekend, they were wearing a muzzle, and I kissed the muzzle.
Aww.
Like a full, like, leather gag sort of, like, covers their entire face, and I made out intently with that. And the moans and groans of, oh, fuck you, are some fantastic. Of the most, like, sickeningly satisfied thing. And again, I'm not into being cucked or cucking someone else, but there are exceptions when it comes to specific people who I know get off to it, or I don't even know if they find it hot anymore, I just find it funny.
Well, you are evil, but there is something to, like, I love... I don't know, turning someone on is such a... That's like a whole kink within itself.
Yes. And like, again, I'm not into anal that much, but flirting? Like, that's the reason...
Sorry, I'm not into anal that much, but have you tried flirting?
No, but like, that's the reason I unintentionally send off a lot of mixed signals to people, because I find teasing and horny talk so fun. We have been debating, like, having a threesome with someone else, but there's no one we really want to particularly. Like, there's a select list, but they're unavailable. Because they're in monogamous relationships, or, oh, we're just friends, or, what the fuck are you telling me? I'm your sister's husband.
Mm.
Disgusting.
The prudes.
Just because he's straight.
Wait, how did you and Wolf even find each other? How did that happen?
He commissioned me. Yeah, there's a whole story arc of love and loss and so on and so forth, but...
A gothic novel.
Oh, if only. Like, again, no longer into monster fucking.
No longer.
We had a period.
Wait, did you?
In the past. In the way back when, I found it hot. I don't anymore. Now I like monsters. Now I like monsters just because I'm a fan of gothic horror.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like that is going to get tipped for me. This is the thing. I have friends who just... I don't know, it's very easy to drag me into your kink. And so...
Yes, I am aware of this. The amount of people I have converted into chastity.
I was about to say, not fucking chastity, though. You didn't get me. That one I still have I don't know. But there's a few people now...
It hasn't connected with you yet, it's fine.
You saying it like that makes it sound like it's...
Inevitable. I am inevitable. I mean, if I may cast every one of those quality viewers who probably listen to that anyway, if I may cast your mind back to my surprise and celebrated appearance in Newsy's Nook, my quote was, Wolf and I are patron saints of chastity, much like the Christian church. We encourage a fanatical belief in the subject, but we're not going to do it ourselves. Like, I will encourage everyone. Yes, you should look up. Study pig, so on and so forth. And then I will look up for a maximum of 5 days. And it's great. I mean, it's great fun for building anticipation. Like, if it's part of a session, I'll stay locked, you know. If my boyfriend's like, oh, yeah, no, like, while you're in my house, you're locked for the duration. I'm like, okay.
Well, see, because he has that whole game, which, again, I could see myself getting bullied into playing a game like that.
The game is fun. It needs to be done with somebody, though. Like, I tried playing it on my own and it was really sad.
Any board game being played by yourself is very sad, I would say.
Yes, very funny.
And I would know because I still have Digimon the Ultimate Adventure board game, which no one fucking plays with me. And I have made my friends play it with me twice, and once was on my birthday to humor me, and everyone got fed up of it very, very quickly. But I played it by myself as a child. Because I didn't have friends. How did you even get into kink?
Tinted. No, I'm just kidding.
Because you're in it.
I'm in, buddy.
You're in.
Hang on. I'm in. I was sexually repressed and I got online.
Ah.
A slippery slope, I tell you.
Very slippery, if you're rubbered.
I get run into a lot of things very quickly. I also fall out of them just as quickly. Chastity was my first thing, then dogs. Can't imagine. That didn't stick around very long, as you can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, rubber is a progressive sort of thing.
Do you like the sensation of rubber?
Yes.
See, I'm not a, like, tactile, sensory person, so I kind of, like, don't really care. I mean, I don't really like wet and gooey stuff, but...
I don't like full rubber, ironically speaking. I will not.
Oh, really?
I don't like the idea of, a full suit does not appeal to me.
I like the encasement. That's fun. But, like, what it does to other people is the most fun. Like, when other people are like...
I had an experience on Saturday. We went to... me and my boyfriend went to a kennel club in Manchester. And I was like, do you know what? We've moved past that stage of kink where I'm just attracted to gear and, like, attracted to just whatever people are wearing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we met with one of our friends. And that went out the window real quick. Because... Zooey mama, hello. Gracious.
What was she wearing?
He was wearing full rubber with like a whole like harness thing on top and like a latex sort of like bandana thing with his name on it. And I was like, like, aww. He hugged me when I arrived and I was like, And now I, A, want everything he was wearing, and B, again, I'm not interested in people sexually just by sight. And yet, I would now very much enjoy having sex with this person and having a threesome with this person, with my boyfriend, and so on and so forth. Zooey mama, what they were wearing. Hell yes. Absolutely. Yes, I have suffered for my simping of his gear because he unintentionally elbowed me and now I have ulcers in my tongue because I bit onto it. But it was worth it. Nah, it's fine. It's pain play. I'm not into that, but I can pretend, so it isn't.
Yet. Yet. If it happened to me, it can happen to you. And I'm the biggest pain pussy ever. Have I told you that I am having a custom rubber suit commissioned?
No. I tremble in fear at what it will look like.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should. You really, really should. And that's all I'm going to say on the matter. Okay, I'm looking at the time, and we sort of need to end because we've gone on for a while. But I gave you homework because I give everyone homework.
Oh, yes, God.
What's your yay today?
I got to say, oh God, I shouldn't say it that way. I got to say goodbye to my boyfriend. I got to spend the entire weekend with my boyfriend watching murder mysteries.
That is a yay.
Yay.
That's a super good yay.
Hurrah.
Wait, what murder mysteries?
Last week we watched Glass Onion, which is brilliant. It's the
same. Oh, good. Yes.
Amazing film. We watched Matilda. So it's not a murder mystery, but we were wondering if it was going to be good, and the mystery has been solved. It is fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Flawless. So good. One of my favorite new musicals.
Good.
We watched Gunpowder Milkshake. We watched The Mousetrap on stage.
Fun.
Great fun. Very interesting. And then we watched Brick and Crooked House. And Brick was great fun, and Crooked House was really dull.
Can't say no either of those, but they sound...
Brick is the first film by Rian Johnson, the guy who did Knives Out, and it's actually really good. It's very fun.
Okay. That I would be interested in because
it is a noir murder mystery sort of film.
Awesome.
Set in a high school. Like with all the trappings and like the characters, like this hard-boiled detective who just happens to be 15-year-old Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And, like, he's going for the whole thing of like the emo boy and like, oh, the darkness and whatever, and he's so young and so tiny, and it's adorable.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
and I highly recommend it. It's slow. It is literally just a 1950s film in a modern high school. But when you realize that's the joke, it kind of becomes hilarious because like you get the mafia boss, and he's just like this kid, big ears, who just uses a walking stick and a big dark coat for no reason.
Fantastic. Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to put that on my list. I'm really excited to watch that.
And it's like, it takes itself 100% seriously. So it's not actually a comedy. It's just Brick. And then Glass Onion is the sequel to Knives Out. It's the second one. And it is just as good, if not better. And I was so happy for that because it is so good. And I love Daniel Craig. And he's one of us. They made him gay.
Okay. Gay. Okay. I was like, how can you possibly top that? Why are you even bothering to do a sequel? So I'm really happy to hear that.
Rian Johnson has basically said, no, yeah, he's my Sherlock. He's my Poirot. I'm going to be making these until they stop giving me money. And I am so down for that because this movie has proved that there is he has ways to take it. And it is so funny. And the cast is so, like, it takes all the best bits from the first one, expands on them, makes them funnier, makes them deeper, makes it both more complex and more simple. Like the first one is playing on every murder mystery you've seen.
Yes.
And this new one is playing on the fact that you watched the first one.
Good. Yeah. Okay. I'm super fucking excited. Okay. My yay today is going to be to your fucking chagrin because I want my yay today to be my cat, Charlie.
Go!
because I know we're talking about dogs today, but... I've not been feeling super well.
I might be biased.
Yeah, you are biased.
How dare you say that about me?
Well, Charlie was a rescue that I adopted like 2 years ago, but I was living with him for like 2 years before that, and he was the grumpiest, angriest little thing. Like, he was starved before he was rescued and then moved around so many times, so he didn't trust anyone. He was like made to live indoors in a student flat and then with someone else's cat. And he was really badly looked after. And, like, he wouldn't let anyone pick him up. He would growl all the time. You couldn't touch him. He would swipe at your ankles if you turned your back on him. And now he's, like, a brand new cat. He lets me pick him up. He comes when I call. He doesn't come when my boyfriend calls. He comes when I call him. And he's so happy to have his own space. And he's never worried there won't be food. He doesn't beg or anything. He'll just, like, leave it out and come back to it. He's not, like, eager and needy at dinner time. and he cuddles with me and he purrs loudly and he's just totally chill. He's learned how to play. So yeah, he's my little buddy and he's awesome. So
good. anyway.
Anyway, thank you for doing this today. This has been awesome. I had such an awesome, awesome time. Where can people find you online?
Oh, God. Well, on Twitter, I am pup_Drake. On Mastodon, I am pup_Drake. And I will never give out my private phone number.
But give out the Spanish one just so we can spam you.
No, but like, follow me on Twitter, shout at me if you see something fun. Do not send me farting videos, I don't find them hot.
And send a farting video.
If you do that, I will block you on site.
No, that's very intrusive. Don't do that to anyone.
Yes, and apart from that, please commission me. I like doing art for money. and yes, I am the one that
looks capitalist at heart.
I am the circus dog.
Say that again.
I am the circus dog in blue and yellow.
Yes, you are.
A woo, bork. Remember to sniff your partner's butts and to walk around twice around the bed before you get in.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And bark less. No, fuck. What? Try again.
No, you've lost it.
Bark more was what I was going to add to that.
It's too late. It's too late. You fucked it.
You fucked it. And join us next week as we go under the big top.